Free your mind with the Raven and the Blues.
Thank you. strangest, oddest sensation. Hello, it's the Raven of the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. You're barking in that. The track is called Keep On Barking. It comes from Sean Carney and his album Blues for a Cure, Blues Cures number 7. And the reason why it's odd is this week's programme, you can hear by probably the echo in the room, a different venue, it comes from a couple of thousand feet up in the hills of the island of Madeira in what is called a treehouse. It's not built out of a tree, it's built out of, what is it, adobe, you know, the mud hut, it's cement, but in the wall it's just got bottles everywhere. We'll use a photograph, but it's amazing. It's got the most amazing view, but in the hills, it's totally silent, apart from dogs barking. So during that, I thought, that's those dogs again in the other valley. Welcome to the show. A load of great new music to come today. Some scoops as well to tell you about, and first plays, with thanks in advance for all of those. Here's an album which isn't the first play. I think somebody else has got a copy of it before me, but nevertheless, it's a great album. It's from Mitch Laddie, an old friend of the programme. Met him up in the Reavers Rock and Blues about 2 or 3 months ago, and he was saying then how much he was looking forward to the new album, how it was another step in a different direction. It's called Let You Go, the album, and here he is with Hear Me in the Harmony.
The city don't even matter. I could be anywhere. I don't care. There's a whole lot of hardworking people that'll take my place. And it's easy to leave when nobody knows your face. Just close your eyes. You can hear me in harmony. Well, I came up in New Orleans, fixing what I could find to peace my mind. I gave what I had to the winners just to get along. But it's really hard to sing when nobody hears your song. Just close your eyes. You can hear me in harmony. Back to my bed. Yeah, yeah. I guess I'll keep on living. One day they'll ask for me. I'll be free. And if there's a heaven, I'll be ready for my life to begin. But I wonder if I call, if they're gonna let me in. Open your eyes. You can hear me in harmony. I guess I'll keep on living. someday they'll ask for me, I'll be free. And if there's a heaven, I'll be ready for my life to begin. But I wonder if I call, if they're gonna let me in. Open your eyes, yeah. You can hear me in harmony. Sing it again. You can hear me in harmony. You can hear me in the harmony.
Very nice. Clever stuff indeed. Mitch Laddie Band and Let You Go, the album, and You Can Hear Me in the Harmony. It's not easy for a young guitar slinger in the UK these days. If you're in your 20s, there's loads of really good guitarists, good singers, good writers, and finding a niche in the market is quite hard. And what Mitch has done, I think very cleverly, is kind of moved away from the rock blues and into more jazz blues, in a sense, or even just more jazz. Anyway, the whole album is rather fine. It's Let You Go, just been released, and Hear Me in the Harmony. Here's a bit of a scoop. Thanks to Trevor and to Becky for sending it to me, their live album. I saw this album being made twice. I was at the Albert Hall last year when they did the live album, which then they weren't allowed to release. And I was also lucky enough to be invited to the recording of the second live album up in Malvern. And this is the result of it. It's about to be released in October. The other DJs will get this in about a week's time, but you are the first to hear it. Baba Jack. Baba Jack Live is the album, and here they are with Falling Hard.
It's a love song I wrote.
Deserved applause. My voice is in there somewhere. Recorded in Melbourne way back in, was that April, I guess? April or May time. That's the first play anywhere in the world, thanks, apart from to the band of Baba Jack.
Some people say we're not really blues, and they'd be right. But the truth is, actually, the blues does figure highly in what we do.
That's so true. That's Becky Tate. Baba Jack Live, coming out in October. You'll hear it on other radio stations in a week or so's time. There's the first play ever in the world. Thank you, Becky and Trev, for giving it to me. And that's a track called Falling Hard. It's been a staple of their set for many, many years, in the sense it's something which I know because I've seen them do it three or four times now. Muddy Waters 100 is the album which came out. John Primer was the leading light behind it. He had all the good ideas, put it all together, and lots of guest musicians. Here's Gary Clark Jr. with 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days, 40 nights, since my baby left this town. Love, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat back down to cry. Keep raining all the time, but the river keep running dry. Lord help me, it just ain't. I love that girl with all of my might. 40 days, 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for everywhere like a blind man out in the dark. Yeah.
lovely stuff. 40 Days, 40 Nights, Gary Clark Jr. on vocals, John Primer in there, and the rest of the kind of the band they put together to make the album. And the album is called Muddy Waters 100. Now, a lot of people tend to only buy the downloads, MP3s, it's so much easier. But in some cases, it really is worth buying the actual physical album. And this is one of those cases because it is so well packaged. There's photographs, history of Muddy himself, and literally a chronological list of all the tracks that are on the album of when they were first recorded and who were on those first sessions. It really is worth getting a hold of, so get the real physical album, a great book that comes with it, and it's called Muddy Waters 100. Here's another new album, I think, first play on this program, I think, because I only got hold of it, I think, over the course of the last 4 or 5 days. The Dove and Bow Weevil Band, their new album is called This Life, and here is a track called Hand in My Pocket.
Hand in my pocket, hair is a mess. I'm definitely sober, 'cause there's beer stains on my dress. Did you have a good time? 'Cause I'm walking home alone. I am uncomfortably able, 'cause I've walked this away before. And the curtain's coming down, what a show. And the lights go out, the crowds have all gone home. Hit the bottle, I leave the room. You're passionate and angry, but you burn the flame too soon. The power and the glory, the victory was at your gale. I couldn't lift you any higher. I'm not the jewel in your crown. And the curtain's coming down, what a show. And the lights go out, the crowds have all gone home. And I wait for you. This time I got to go. You keep on holding me the whole way. You hold me back, but I'm never in your arms. I keep on loving you the whole way. I gotta stop, but this time it's gone too far. You keep on holding me the wrong way. You hold me back, but I'm never in your arms. I keep on loving you the wrong way. I gotta stop, but this time it's gone too far. For romance, it's conditional love. Your grip is tightening, but your strength is not enough. I once saw the beauty, kindness in your eyes, but I didn't want to share it. So the fire slowly dies. You keep on holding me the wrong way. You hold me back, but I'm never in your arms. I keep on loving you the wrong way. I gotta stop, but this time it's gone too far. You
It's a gorgeous Dove and Bow Weevil band, their new album This Life, and that's called Hand in My Pocket. Got me timings all wrong. When I was talking about Muddy Waters, I should have actually talked about the Blues Cruise. The Blues Cruise is on the 6th to the 8th of November. It's leaving and returning to Hull, across to Holland. On board the boat, Norman Beaker, Marcus Bonfanti, Kyla Brox, 24 Pesos, Tom Attar, Katie Bradley. And then when you get to Amsterdam itself, Little Stevie and the Big Beat. You can win a ticket, not just a ticket, a cabin, a cabin for two on the Blues Cruise. All you've got to do is answer this pretty simple question. 2015 was the centenary of the birth of not only Muddy Waters, but also Willie Dixon, his band member who wrote much of his work. Willie Dixon wrote many, many great blues songs, still performed today. Which of the following four did he not write? I Just Want to Make Love to You, Hoochie Coochie Man, Born Under a Bad Sign, and Wang Dang Doodle. I Just Want to Make Love to You, Hoochie Coochie Man, Born Under a Bad Sign, Wang Dang Doodle. If you think you know the answer, it's not difficult. Entries to competition at poferries.com. Competition@poferries.com. Tell them your email address, tell them the answer, and also tell them you heard it on the Raven and the Blues. And luckily, or if you are lucky, you could win a fabulous cruise to Holland in November and back. Here's an album which I first featured about a month or so ago, and I think I've played two tracks from it now in the course of the last 8 weeks. Bernard Allison, the album is In the Mix. Great, great album. Here he is with I Had It All the Time. Thank you. Very nice. Bernard Allison, In the Mix, the new album from him, and I had it all the time. Staying with new albums and making her debut on the show from this album anyway is a girl who was a girl, a lady who was in Mustique in the early part of the year at the Mustique Blues Festival, a festival I would love to go to. Her new album is called Outskirts of Love. She is Shimikia Copeland, and here she is with a great gospel-y, Lord Help the Poor and Needy.
Lord, help the poor and needy in this land. Lord, help the poor and needy in this land. In this land, when we all rise together and face the rising sun. Lord, help the poor and needy in this land. Lord, help the motherless children in this land. Lord, help the motherless children in this land. In this land, when we and face the rising sun. Lord, help the motherless children in this land.
Recorded some great tracks on it. Shimikia Copeland, her brand new album, Outskirts of Love, about to be released in about 10 days' time. And Lord Help the Poor and Needy in This Land. Charlie Ostle-White's new album is called I Ain't Lying, which is his catchphrase on his every station island he does I Ain't Lying, and not deservedly so too. Here he is anyway, Long Leg Woman.
I love your hips, and I love your thighs. Thank you.
Great stuff. Got some great drumming towards the end as well there. Iron Line is the album, just been released. Charlie Musselwhite, the artist, of course, on harp. And Long Leg Woman. Okay. This weekend, something special is happening. The UK Blues Federation, which is a new organisation of people who love the blues, like myself, have come together to form a federation, mainly for a couple of reasons. Because we haven't got one, which is kind of one main reason. And secondly, because you need to have a federation to be able to send a band to America for the Blues Challenge, which takes place in Nashville every year. And we haven't been able to because we didn't have a federation. So we have formed one. All the great and good in the blues community have come together. People like Mike Vernon and Eric Clapton are proud to be patrons, and you'll learn more about that and how you can join in the weeks and months to come. It's all very, very new. One of the first things that we are doing is choosing the band to go towards the European Blues Challenge for next year. You may recall I've been to a couple of them. This year I was in Brussels, and last year I was in Riga, then before that was in Toulouse. Baba Jack have been representing. This year Lawrence Jones represented the UK. And the way it's been chosen has changed, and we are now choosing, and people have been voting, of course, this last month. And this weekend, the results of the vote come out. And it's exciting. I can promise you that because I know, because I'm the guy who's doing all the collating and the counting of the votes. And so I can tell you that over the course of this coming weekend, when we name the four acts who are going to go forward to the challenge, the live challenge, when one of which will then go to Europe, the four great bands, really great bands, and they'll be announced over the course of the weekend.
Shake them.
What a voice. Kaz Hawkins, of course, from her album from last year, Get Ready. And there you heard Shake. She's up for a Female Vocalist Award in the British Blues Awards, which the voting closes at the end of August. If you haven't yet voted, you can vote from anywhere in the world. You haven't got to be British to vote in the awards. All you need is an email address. BritishBluesAwards.com is the website to go to. I'm in there too under the broadcasters. I would really appreciate your vote when you get down to the broadcasters category. And Kaz, as I mentioned, is also in there in the female vocalist. Here's James Harmon. His new album is called Bone Time. Feel you've played a couple of tracks so far from it. Here is a great track, Bad Feats, Bad Hair.
Send him a shield.
Bad feet.
Insisting on stiletto heel.
Bad feet.
Yeah, never, never, never feel good no more.
Bad feet.
From wearing that party toe. Walking and a whining, say what's the deal? Choosing bad and feet in them ashy heels.
Bad feet.
Shoes pointed as an antelope horn.
Bad feet.
Big calluses, bunions, and corn.
Bad feet.
Thought you'd pass in a style and test. Is all in my new polyester sheets. Don't come around no more with your bad feet. You say it ain't your fault, but do what's fair. Don't just cover them feet and make me look at that hair. Barber's chair.
Bad hair.
Look like 20 W50 on an old teddy bear. Look here now, look here. Do-rags, hats, whatever seems fair. Please cover up that old horrible bad hair.
Bad hair.
No beautician will claim your rig. Just like an old $3 nylon wig.
Bad hair.
It's nasty, kinky, and nappy best.
Bad hair.
You stuck living life in a bad hair fest. Look here. Well, you can't have the hair, but the feet is your fault. You suffer because of terrible old pony shoes you bought. Scarf, shawl, hell, and bag would be kind of sweet. Please cover up the old tampa bad hairs and feet, man.
I just parked that old feet and that old hair. You dig this?
Bad feet.
didn't say I was gonna carry you to Florida, you know. I said, when you got to be 18, I was going to tamper with you. That's what I said.
Lovely brass section in there. That's James Harmon, the album Bone Time, Bad Feats and Bad Hair. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. 2,500 feet up a mountain on the island of Madeira for this week with a strange echo in the room. The odd thing is that we take so much for granted in life, you know, the high-speed broadband and all the connectivity. And here, the smell in the air is absolutely fabulous from the fruit trees and the herbs, and there's no pollution, and the sea is way, way down below. The broadband speed is unbelievably slow, and also there's no phone signal hardly, and there's no 3G, and yet the views and the smells and everything are staggering. Next week, I'm back in the UK, back to normal. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time this week. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. Amazingly, the downloads for this show for August have been unbelievable, almost double what it normally is. And so, therefore, I can only assume I've got lots of new listeners. And so, if you're new to the Raven and the Blues, welcome. It's like this most weeks. It doesn't always come from exotic parts, but we do play some really fine music. Let's close with Eddie Boyle, the album The Sandwich Stomp. Here he is with Hot Barmaid. What a great idea. I'll talk to you in 7 days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Baby walking up and down that railroad track.